that she got from her grandma when she died. Her gray massive locks hung over the edge, threatening to pull her over as she stared at the ceiling. Carter had left ages ago, but his presence lingered on like a jet stream on a crisp autumn day in a cloudless sky. Stark and inevitable, it was dark, barely perceptible. It wasn't much of a day at all, the day that it all would fall apart. Of her gown had slipped casually off, showing skin below that would have been irresistible had he stayed. But Madeline just smiled, nay, beamed ear to ear. When he said he had to leave her, but he could see past those laughter lines that ran like chiseled marble beneath her eyes. The day that it all would fall apart. It's okay to cry, he said. No one asked you to be the spokesman for sensibility. She tried to smile broader, but it reached her limit, and he just turned to leave in frustration. Pain that she hid with her lips couldn't mask itself from her eyes. Her eyes were empty, like a dust bowl home at the height of the Depression. Oh, her eyes were empty. But for him to have seen her would have meant not to leave her on that nothing day, the day that it all fell.